Right now, let us bring in Pat Figato and get the details on the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. How is everything?
Everything's all right. A little bit of spitting showers this morning.
Okay.
Other than that, that's about it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Wonder why you have that.
I don't know.
Are you sure it showers?
Well, yeah, because I was driving, and then all of a sudden there was like 15 water droplets on my windshield. I ran the wipers and had to run them again. Then no. Then about 10 minutes later, just before I got into work, once again, some water droplets. But nothing steady at all. I mean, nothing like that.
Right. I'm thinking along the lines that this could be a little bit more in the way of some drizzle.
Yeah, like fog.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I don't see anything on the radar, and I'm looking right now just to see if anybody's reporting anything. I mean, we have fog at Bradley right now, 48 degrees. So that could definitely mean some drizzle drops there. But meanwhile, in the Catskills at Poughkeepsie, Poughkeepsie clear and 52 degrees. And let's look up in the Berkshires this morning, clear and 52 degrees. So that's what you're seeing, just a little bit of mist because of low clouds and fog in areas. But
And it is 52 degrees right here right now. So
there you go. We should wind up with partly sunny skies, mid-70s today, cloudy tonight, 60, cloudy with showers tomorrow. Fall arrives at 3:21 in the afternoon, highs 75 to 80. Showers, a thunderstorm Thursday, 75 to 80. Showers will taper off sometime Friday, 70 to 75. It should leave a decent weekend. I say should because there's still a chance that this front coming in could slow to a crawl and make the unsettled weather last until Saturday, but we shall see what happens.
Well, what the heck? Hopefully we'll have a good Saturday and Sunday, but worst comes to worst, we'll just have a good Sunday, right?
Well, that's true. Yes, absolutely, that's true. Yeah. That's what would happen there. This was a beautiful weekend, this past weekend.
Oh, we were broadcasting live from the Millerton Food Festival, which was their first one. It was simply gorgeous. The only problem, of course, at this time of year, whenever you have, let's say, an apple festival, an outdoor festival, where you have lots of bees that are looking for when you have a soft drink around or food and stuff like that, lots of bees. Bees. But other than that, we had a great time on Monday. We had a lot of people stop by our booth. We had lots of people make donations, Pat, which was great.
Okay, that's good. That's good. We had a great time at the dinner dance. That went off really well. The band and the DJ played off one another very, very well. And a lot of people came up to me and thought it was one of the best dances that we have put on in quite some time. And, of course, it was number 22. So I was kind of pleased about that. And again, we only had 61 people compared to a normal like 125. We had like half of the amount of people. But everybody was up dancing, eating, and they had a really good time. So that was done and over with by midnight Saturday. I got back to the lake house close to 1 a.m. I was at church at 8 Sunday morning. From that point, I got back at 10 to the lake house and ate breakfast, changed, went to the studio, prepared the set. Everyone showed up at 12. We worked until, I'm trying to remember, about 4 p.m. on Sunday. Took a break, went out to eat dinner Sunday night. And Monday, back at the studio for 11 a.m., and wrapped everything up yesterday about 2:30, and I was home by 4. How's that for a weekend?
Well, you get a lot packed into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, it looked like a lot of the footage that I taped was pretty good, but that's up to the director, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, we're moving right along, and I'll tell you, you could definitely feel and see signs of fall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, up there it's high. You know, we're looking like 1,000 feet. Some of the trees are turning. You know, some of the leaves are turning. And yesterday morning, I don't know what temperature you were yesterday morning, but up at the lake, it was like 49 degrees.
Yeah, it was close to 50 degrees yesterday. 50. Yeah. 51, yeah. And that's...
So now, little fall chill in the air.
Yeah, well, that's more than a little fall chill because if, like, my heat's not turned on yet and I don't get a lot of sun, so my house, when it ever gets down to like 49 or 50, 51, my house temperature drops to like 55, 56. And that's a little nippy to get a shower in the morning.
For a shower, yes. I didn't have to worry about that because we don't have a shower up there, so I didn't have to worry about that. But when I went out, when was it? Sunday morning to church, when it's 50 degrees, I said, and I knew this was going to happen, I'm putting on a light jacket. And I knew by the time I'd get out of church and head to the bagel place for breakfast, I was going to look like a real jerk. And I did, because it was 10 after 9, and by then, 50 degrees already was like 64.
Well, that happens to me every day at this time of year. Because this morning, I've been wearing shorts in, right? But this morning I looked out, saw the temperature, and I said, you know what? I'm going to just put a pair of sweatpants on. So if people see me leaving at like 12 noon and I'm wearing a pair of sweatpants.
What's wrong with him, right? this is the kind of the year, the time of the year where it's kind of hard to dress. You know, because at night, you definitely need something warm, but during the day, you could still get away with shorts. But you know some of the younger kids today, even the college kids, I mean, you'll see them in January and February still with shorts on. You know, and they're walking around in shorts, but, you know, good for them, you know.
Hey, they don't, speaking about walking around in shorts, is your air conditioner fixed?
Yes, they fixed it Friday. It took them 2 hours to install the compressor. So that was all done, and it was nice having the AC back, and it's even a lot more quieter now than it was prior. So that was done, and when I got to the lake house Saturday, the new roof was on the cabin, so that was done. So in 1 week, one solid week, the kitchen drain was unclogged, the AC was reinstalled, and a new roof was put on the cabin.
Not too bad.
All in 1 week.
Not too bad.
That part's not too bad at all. The bad part was that I had to pay for it.
I was going to say, then the bad part is seeing all the invoices.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, just imagine. What did you pay for that house when you first got it up there?
$1,000.
All right. And now it's got to be worth what, at least $70,000, $80,000?
I would say if I tried to sell it right now, I could probably get 80, maybe 85.
Yeah. So no matter what you put into it, you're still investing in it, and it's still you're gonna get returns sooner or later.
Yeah, right. Sooner or later.
So, that's right.
I don't know when it's going to be, if that's sooner or later, but I could tell you, Marshall, and I say this every single year, it is definitely getting harder and harder and harder to do. Well, to do the dance and the movie at the same time of the year is just not happening.
Yeah.
That will not agree to it next year. The dance has to be in June. Otherwise, it just gets too much. I mean, you should have seen the cast Sunday at 12 o'clock because everybody that's in the movie was at the dinner dance. And all of them walked in with hangovers. Except me, of course, because I don't drink. You know, and I thought to myself, I said, boy, this is not going to be a pretty picture. So I was kind of shocked that they pulled it off by 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. You know, all the acting they had to do. But they pulled it off. And you could see none of them was all too excited about being there. You know, looked like everybody just wanted to be back at their cabins, maybe laying down and taking a nap, but that's probably what most of them did afterwards. But hey, you know, what's the old, I don't know the saying, but if you want to play, you got to pay.
Well, that's it. And next year, if you're still doing the same thing, just have some Bloody Marys waiting for them.
Yeah, they say that. They say that does help. But, you know, the way I as a non-drinker, I frown upon it. Because the way I look at it, everything in moderation, as you have often said. You know, you want to have one or two drinks, yeah, it's fine. But you don't have to, you know, have more than that. I know that the affair is a four-hour affair, but doesn't mean that you have to have one drink an hour.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I was younger, it was mass quantities of different alcohol. But now I can start off with a glass of wine, then switch to a couple of glasses of water, maybe a soda, and then maybe another glass of wine. And all of a sudden, 4 or 5 hours has gone by, and you're not in any danger of being drunk or having to have a hangover or anything.
Yeah, that's a smart way of doing it. Yeah, so I kind of frown upon it, but, you know, I give up saying anything because it goes in one ear and out the other to all of them, you know. But it's like you knew the next day you had to shoot and be on the set, so you should have taken it easy at the dinner dance. But a lot of people don't feel that way. They feel that they've been a prisoner for over 1 year because of COVID, and finally here's the dinner dance, was canceled last year. And it's a five-hour open bar with top chef, shelf liquor. So you think they're going to pass that up, Marshall? No way.
Yeah. Well, the older they get, the harder it gets, Pat, though.
The older they get, the harder they fall.
That's right. Yeah, I guess you're right. And the older they get, the more they're set in their ways.
Yes, well, while they were running to the bar drinking, I was sitting down eating my delicious apple crumb cobbler with ice cream and whipped cream on it.
Was it what type of ice cream? Vanilla?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta have vanilla ice cream with apple cobbler. You have to.
Oh, it's delicious. And, you know, they heated it up. It was absolutely delicious. But I was sitting there at the table basically by myself because most of them were at the bar.
Well, and who felt better the next morning?
I did.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, Pat. Well, I guess we'll check in with you tomorrow and see if the weather changes or stays the same for the week.
That's it. And happy summer to everybody.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.